Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust. Lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 93.
Yes.
Should pop culture be woke?
Whoa.
Ang bigat ba nung topic?
Well, let's see.
Hindi naman. Masaya
okay.
To.
Okay.
And we have a special guest.
Yes.
Thank for you. This episode, our very good friend. He's a Renaissance man. He's a scholar, writer, musician, podcaster, and comic book and pop culture expert, in my own opinion. Welcome to Telebaba Tapes, our good friend, Carl Joe Javier.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Carl Joe. Kamusta?
Hello.
Kamusta? I've been so excited to do this.
Oo nga.
Hindi ko alam kung bakit wokeness yung pinili nyo para sa akin, pero go lang.
Hindi, kasi pop culture. Hindi, more than wokeness, yung pop culture. Kasi Carl Joe has been writing a lot about pop culture, from comics to music to movies.
Yeah.
In different papers, diba? Yan, university papers.
Yes.
Also,
nagturo naman ako ng popular culture class before.
Oh, yun. So, perfect.
Multimedia studies. So, yeah. So, yeah, sure.
No other perfect, no other ideal guest than Carl Joe for this topic.
Thank you, guys. I will own it. You know? Thank you, guys.
Yeah, oh, naman. So, why are we discussing this? Simula na tayo kaagad. Wala nang paligoy-ligoy pa. Why are we discussing this? Kasi, syempre, palabas, as of the time of this recording, Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. Sorry yung part 2, na tito mode ako ron. Wala na pala. Hindi na uso yung part 2, no? Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Okay. Yeah.
Yan. So, because blockbusters nowadays nga, like Wakanda Forever, napapansin natin, mas political na, di ba? These movies, they discuss topics such as gender, politics, and race, identity, as compared to the films na kinalakihan natin, di ba, before na nung 1980s, 1990s, kahit nung 2000s, hindi naman ganun ka, should I say, di ba, woke. Na medyo i-discuss rin natin yung word na woke. So, unang-una, guys, did you like it? Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
In my review for Rappler, I wrote that it is flawed, but that it is also great. And I actually really enjoyed the film.
I enjoyed it, but it felt different. Like, I was initially texting Carl Joe na maybe yung reactions ng ibang tao na parang, di ba lagi nasasabi kalat? Parang isang isang recurring comment, di ba? Nakalat or parang walang central plot or like ang daming nangyayari. Ang pakiramdam ko naman, I kind of enjoyed that feeling na especially it's a Marvel movie because, you know, we're so used to seeing hero's journey, may bida, may isang individual. It's an individual hero's journey. Ito, parang nagigets ko na hero's journey siya ng Wakanda eh, as a nation or like as a,
yes.
As
yes.
a team. So malamang, ano siya, malamang kalat siya kasi,
uh-oh.
And for me, important yun kasi maybe kung war na yung pinag-usapan nila, diba, world peace or like world safety, hindi dapat nagre-rely sa isang tao lang yun, diba? Hindi lang isang tao yung sagot doon. So, I kind of enjoyed na hiwaiwalay siya.
So, kumbaga yung hero's journey niya pang Miss Universe na tanong eh, no?
Or pang ano?
World
pang,
peace and ano, no?
Oh, pang UN.
Pang UN, no.
My challenge there is, can you imagine the film kung hero's journey lang siya ni Shuri? Parang inulit lang natin yung Black Panther 1.
Yes.
True.
Diba?
Yeah.
So parang, it's really tragic that Chadwick Boseman is not in this kasi sobrang lupit sana kung that his T'Challa versus yung Namor. Parang,
actually,
ang astig kung nagtapat sila, diba? Pero yung sinasabi nga ni CJ na it's the whole, you know, Wakanda. Parang sa comics, yung World of Wakanda, the things that are rotating around it. It's uneven because it's an unfinished film, di ba? And then it's like the recovery of that film kasi kailangan pa rin mag-hit ng Marvel Phase 4 deadline.
At saka ano ah, parang if you imagine it was T'Challa versus gusto
Namor.
Ko Namor eh.
Kasi Namor, it's not
sinabi
ano,
ng Prile eh. Parang,
hindi
oh,
ano,
ay,
hindi
ganda.
Pala Namor, no? It's Namor.
Namor. Na parang kung it's between them, it would have been a different battle because, di ba si T'Challa, parang may wisdom na siya when it comes to grief, when it comes to like forgiveness. Dinaanan niya na yun sa Civil War, di ba? Tapos ngayon lang dinadaanan ni Shuri. So ang ganda ngayon kasi for me, pareho sila ng pinanggagalingan, di ba? Anger. I guess yung isa anger and grief of loss ng family niya, si Shuri. Si Namor parang, well, anger and grief then of loss of his, ano, above si life and culture and ang ganda eh. Yun lang.
How she didn't think us nung si Namor/Namor na showing up and saying, kasalanan niyo to eh. Hindi naman kami makahanap kung hindi kayo nag-iingay dyan.
Agree with all your points. Ganda, guys. It's a good movie. Try to catch it on theaters. Sana it's still showing by the time this episode is out.
I hope so. At saka, sorry, last night, sabi ni Carl Joe na, oh, ano, sinisi ni Namor. Eh, di ba si T'Challa naman, pwede niyang conversation na, pero we need to help other people. To see Neymar, parang, no, but human nature ng mga powers ay i-consume nila tayo. Mga ganun. Like, it would have been a nice conversation.
Kasi, di ba, yung whole thing with T'Challa and nobility. And then, essentially, T'Challa is going against the protectionism of the Wakandan elders.
Yeah.
Right? Up to his, you know, father upwards. Lahat sila, ayaw nila magpakita sa mundo. Tapos, kasi si T'Challa talaga may kasalanan na nagpakita sila eh. Diba? Parang Namor's not wrong. Kasalanan nila na ma-reveal yung civilization niya. So, it's I think it follows this really nice parang Black Panther, the first film with Michael B. Jordan character, diba? Na si Killmonger na, you know, he makes some really good points. Diba? Until he starts murdering people, he makes some really good points. He makes some good points until he like attacks Wakanda again.
Tsaka yun, imperialism talaga eh. Diba? I guess nung kung, well, unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman passed away. So feeling ko parang yung plan nila, ano eh, colonization and, alam mo yun, it would have been more solid. But, parang maganda din kasi for, I can imagine, ang ganda din for Shuri. Since sabi ko nga kay Wincy, ang ganda nung characterization ni Shuri kasi may Gen Z, ano siya, anger and yung hindi calculating. Yung galit ako, I will burn the world. Diba?
Yes.
May Gen Z-ness kay Shuri eh.
Ganda. So anyway guys, yun, after Black Panther nga, should pop culture be woke ang topic natin? before that, let's define terms muna. Yung mas madali muna, pop culture. So ako, para mas sa listeners natin, mas madali nga. Kasi ang lawak ng pop culture, kasama music, kasama TV, theater, video games. Sige, para madali, kasi yun yung common ground nating tatlo siguro, movies na lang muna. As pop culture, yung mga examples sa ibigay natin. Kasi hindi kami masyado nag-video games and kung music, medyo ano rin, masyadong malaki. Tapos this is coming after Black Panther naman eh. Pero yung isang term na mas matindi nga, mas masalimuot, yung ano, term na woke, yung word na woke. So how do we define woke? Anong ibig sabihin yan guys for you?
So I'll jump in here first sa culture. So actually, when you're rattling things off, one of the seminal parang popular culture analyses, if I'm not mistaken, it was by John Fisk. And his field of study took him to pro wrestling. As in pro wrestling, because that is a popular, kasi essentially so culture is sort of what we are in, right? Culture defines the behavior, the characteristics of a society, etc., etc. But to define something popular means that people are participative in that culture. So they participate and they're part of building that culture. Kaya interesting yung pro wrestling kasi, di ba? Parang ano, participant kapag nanood ka ng pro wrestling. Nag-cheer ka, ganyan. So in terms of film, we participate now, not just by viewing, but by having opinions, di ba? And essentially by what we watch, it will define what studios will greenlight. So kasama yun. So when you think about popular literatures, ganyan, maiisip mo na yung binabasa ng mga academics, yung mga like really heavy novels and stuff, that's not necessarily popular culture. Pero ang popular culture natin would be parang yung mga romance novels, di ba, yung mga comics. So popular culture is stuff that a larger group of people will engage with. Tapos, the thing to contend with, I guess, bagong definition, sorry, parang ang academic pala na approach ko, but...
Go lang.
The thing to contend with is the idea na nagkakaroon tayo ng global popular culture, and part of that global popular culture is defined by, if we're talking about film, it's defined by Hollywood. Diba kaya ako mismo, parang pag nanonood ako, for the last few months, may resistance ako na gusto ko manood ng Asian action movies, ng Asian stuff kasi nakasuya yung parang dominant mode. Diba? Parang dito rin sa Pinas, yung alam mo yung may mga studio tas may house style. Diba? So ramdaman na rin yung house style ng Hollywood. So what we're seeing now is maybe in the last 10 to 15 years, global popular culture is defined by the superhero genre. Tapos, the things that are successful on Netflix, the things that go viral, that people talk about. Weird, no? Parang global popular culture natin was like, during the pandemic, Tiger King was pop culture. So, it's things that feel like they have a sense or a movement in the popular conversation. And so, as you were saying kanina, inevitably, ang public sphere natin, who knows for how long given recent developments, but the things that people talk about on Twitter and on Facebook... and stuff, yun yung what we can feel as popular. So the definition of what is quote-unquote popular is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that maybe used to be popular culture that have fallen out kasi hindi na. And then they kind of come back in. Yeah, dami kong sinabi, but let's move from there to just say yung term na woke for the listeners, and I guess you guys can post a link to this. I sent one of the earliest... popular culture usages of the term woke was in an Erykah Badu song.
When was this released? 2000s?
Parang ganon. Yeah. It's in the last 20 years. But the chorus or like a refrain of the song is I stay woke. So they, you know, it's like a litany. May mga sinasabi siya mga bagay na not okay. And then ang response niya to everything is I stay woke. And so... The assertion there is, parang sa Pilipino, di ba, yung meron din tayong paggamit ng salitang pagiging mulat. So I really connected to that, na nakapikit ka and then mapapamulat ka at makikita mo. So yun din yung wokeness is to become awakened to something that you were not aware of previously. And so that's the positive connotation of it that I would like to start from na. basically, hindi ka aware. So, hindi ka aware sa social injustice. Hindi ka aware na may injustices in society. Hindi ka aware sa pay, parang unequal pay between men and women. Hindi ka aware sa pinaghihirapan ng mga kababaihan in all these different things. Hindi ka aware sa LGBTQ rights, blah, 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 blah. And then one day, magkakaroon ka ng experience. Sometimes it's through culture. Sometimes it's through interacting with people. Or I like to think for older dudes like you and me, Wincy, yung proseso siya, di ba? Proseso siya na hindi ka naman immediately namulat eh. Parang may nabasa ka, tapos napaisip ka, tapos na-expose ka sa mga tao, ganyan. And then you are quote-unquote woke to an injustice or a problem. And sana hindi ka napipikit. Kasama dun yun eh. Yung wokeness kasi, sana huwag ka nang pumikit kasi namulat ka na eh. So yun yung positive. But I worry that sometimes nga, it's really been used by conservative ideology to just say something. Ay, mga wokes. Diba, ilang beses na tayong tatlo, diba? We've online, natatawag tayong wokes.
Or yung isang term pa, SJW, Social Justice Warriors.
Mga
diba?
Wokes, ganyan.
That's
pero
derogatory,
diba?
Diba?
Like, yes, exactly.
Really?
Diba?
You think that will hurt me? But okay.
Diba? But guys, what's wrong with warring for social justice?
Yeah. On the other side, I think the people who get to throw the word woke, diba? Or like accuse other people. Or parang ano siya, umiinda sila, diba? It's an expression of discomfort. Like I think with Sandman being produced by Netflix, diba sabi nila, this is too woke. There are too many people of color. Yung parang, yung meron daw parang it's too much. Like, how, di ba parang instead of reacting, it's too much. Maybe you should ask yourself, why is this too much for me? Bakit ako, ba't ako may discomfort? Bakit siya hindi nagsisit well with me? Versus magreklamo ka lang, di ba? It's so strange.
Pero totoo yan, napapansin ko nga with pop culture ngayon, especially cinema, yung casting ngayon, ano na, hindi na all white eh, di ba? Usually may Asian representation na, may Latinx representation, may Black representation. Kumbaga parang United Colors of Benetton na yung cast kadalasan ngayon eh. Versus, di ba dati, sabihin na natin, Star Wars, di ba, being, ano?
Yeah, but I mean, I'll just cut in there with you, Wincy, and say, but the question becomes, not, oh, bakit ngayon ang dami na diverse ganyan? The question becomes, bakit dati puro puti?
Bakit nga ba? Yun yung gusto ko lang malaman.
Exactly.
Kasi dati, di ba,
bro,
Luke Skywalker,
it's sort of just
Solo.
One, it's just one word, right? That starts with an R.
What's the word?
Racism. Diba?
Probably imperialism. Propaganda siya ng imperialism.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, but diba, so if you trace it back, right? Like, if you trace it back, let's say sa Asians, let's avoid parang the typical class stuff sa American culture.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Asians, diba? And let's talk about how Filipinos tayo, how we were oppressed and how basically there was legislation to make sure that we could not marry white women in America, diba? So
hindi ko alam yan.
So there are things like this na essentially Asians were legislated against so that we would not have certain access to things. Part of the joke that continues to be propagated na parang Asians have small penises, that's actually rooted in an attempt to demasculinize, or that's the wrong term, but like to question the masculinity of Asian men so
or
that they would be less appealing.
Or put them in a parang secondary or like lower quality ng masculinity.
Yes, because there's no objective, diba? There's no objective actual reason for that except that it was a propagated myth to discourage women from marrying Filipinos and Asian men who were entering the country. So on that end of things, madalas nagkakaroon ng discrimination, and that discrimination then moves forward into casting, into the available roles, kasi who writes TV and who writes film, and therefore who are the characters that would be represented in those stories. So, for example, mag-isip tayo ng instance where, you know, without any spoilers, right? But there is a male romantic lead in She-Hulk na Filipino.
Yes.
Right? When's the last time na nakakita ka ng ganyan? Ever. Ito. Diba? Medyo yeah. ano lang tayo, medyo punchline na yung Filipinos in like 30 Rock, yung para may fantasy safety na fe na meron siyang Filipino boyfriend, manservant type. Ganyan. Pero yung representation of us there. And then you have to think, what are the available roles for Asians? Yes. And then think of how in international casting, ano yung role ng mga Asian? Parang interchangeable pa nga, di ba? Like si Simu Liu is like playing a Korean in one thing and ganyan. Parang, and then he's Chinese in, di ba? He's Chinese in Shang-Chi.
Yes.
So the interchangeability of our ethnicity across being Asian. So all of those things play in, di ba?
Yeah. Generalist pa rin. Asian.
Asian.
Pan-Asian, no?
Mismo sa Asian culture, may colorism, di ba? Diba,
we can't tell apart Italians from Germans, from French.
Hindi. Meaning like, di ba meron pang ano, meron pang like, yung mga rich Asians and the jungle Asians. Like, tayo nga yung jungle Asians eh. So, ang dami talaga.
Yung Malay at saka yung, ano, yung...
Indonesians, Philippines.
Yeah, di ba? So, I mean, I know we're going off on this tangent here, but...
Yeah.
Di ba? Just to situate it in a historical perspective of who gets to dictate what shows up on the screen. Who
and
has
what
been
stories, di ba?
So, what stories? Yeah, whose stories get told? And then, kapag nagkaroon ng Asian lead or nagkaroon ng Latino lead, biglang, whoa, we're not yet ready for this. Who's not ready for this? Mm-hmm. Diba?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pero sige guys, ito, as an exercise, anong tingin nyo yung mga nagbago from, sige, I'm gonna give a specific year, 1999, sige. The year 1999, the year of pop culture in 1999, as opposed to the year, as compared to the year 2022.
The browning of America.
Ako, I'll start. We have more black, ano, we have more black representation in our films. As in, may mga blockbusters na ang bida talaga ay African-Americans. Black. And nakakagulat, di ba? Like, itong ang Black Panther. This would not have made in 1999.
Well, I mean,
this would not
late.
Have been made in 1999. No one would fund this. No one would watch it.
No, so I would challenge and say, meron naman Blade eh.
Ayaw nga, 1999.
But,
na. Pero,
But ang difference is that when you look at Black Panther, especially the first film, yung ability niya to attempt to represent African cultures and the diversity of African cultures within one nation, that would not have been there. I mean, ang next referent naman, di ba, medyo jokey-jokey, but like, it's yung Eddie Murphy, yung Coming to America, di ba? Yun yung parang predominantly Black cast and you know it's sort of a parody of what you imagine a kingdom would be.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that's my challenge to what you're saying is sure it could have been made with a black lead, but my crucial difference is the ability to portray black culture in the way that Black Panther did.
Ah, nice. Oh, Tapos ako pangalawa siguro yung ano rin, like sa Euphoria, si Barbie Ferreira, di ba? CJ, na dati yung mga plus-sized women were, ano eh, hindi sila pwede maging bida eh. Usually the sidekick, di ba? Or kung ano, kung hindi man sa ano, romantic films, sa comedy sila, di ba, usually. Sila Roseanne Barr. Pero ngayon, di ba, parang may body diversity na rin sa pop culture natin. Kaya maganda nga. Maganda yung nangyayari nga. Ay, pero kayo, can you cite an example of what changes happened from 1999 to 2022?
Oh, ako. Iba yung kulay yung lens. Kasi I feel like you both covered Hollywood. Like Hollywood being
nice.
the
predominant culture.
Predominant. Para ayoko din naman sabihin lang na Hollywood is pop culture. I think from 1999 to 2022, I'm very happy that, you know, may kalaban, may hindi makalaban, but like, hindi na lang Hollywood yung dominant. But Hollywood is actually feeling the threat of Korean culture.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
Diba? I mean, 1999, may, like, Sotaji and Boys, like, the first K-pop band nung 1995. Like, nag-dominate sila sa world, pero parang bigla siya nag-stop, diba? Or nag-dominate ulit yung Hollywood. But now, 1999 to 2022. As in, ano na, makikita mo na yung ano, as in, na-threaten yung Hollywood with Korean pop culture and Korean cinema even, diba? Like, recently, si Squid Game just been casted to Star Wars. So, I guess the main difference is, hindi, yun nga, as in, yung dominant pop culture, hindi na lang American culture.
True.
So, mayroon ng Korean. And galing pa siya sa Asia, so natutuwa ako. Kasi yung ano, Japan, di ba, parang siya Wakanda eh, medyo secluded. As in, di niya alam kung magpapaka-pop culture siya or magpapaka-cult classic siya eh.
I think yung Japanese boom kasi mga ano eh, late 90s to early 2000s eh. Yung nagkaroon na ng tsunami.
Pero may resistance tapos, sila to like, collaborate and integrate.
True.
That's my answer.
Ikaw, Carl Joe.
Oh, I think it's the diversity of creators, whether it's local or international, na mas maraming creators, tapos yung capacity natin to contend with basically issues like post-colonialism, gender issues, all this stuff is in our dominant culture. So inevitably, mga creators, dito nang gagaling yung sinusulat nila. But, di ba, parang kung isipin mo kung tayo as undergrad students, puro dudes naman yung nakakalibu. Puro, you know, predominantly male yung directors, artists, etc., etc. And now, you know, there's way more women creators. And in fact, that diversity of voices makes us better as creators. Parang us like straight dudes kasi nage-challenge tayo to also interrogate our own, you know, ideas about masculinity, our own storytelling, etc., etc.
Tsaka so, yung women creators, Carl Joe, hindi na lang sa rom-com ngayon eh, di ba?
Not at all. I mean,
like, sa sci-fi, gumagawa na rin sila. Action.
Like a disservice is that someone like Lexi Alexander, who did the Punisher film, never got another Marvel project, you know, but
ganda doon.
Diba? Ganda nun, diba? Mm-hmm. Galing ang husay ni Lexi Alexander, but, you know, she didn't get another. But you can imagine now, women creators having opportunities to get more. Except they still have to fight harder than us, inevitably.
Olivia Wilde, din, ano, with her movie, ano?
Yes, sorry. I'm
an Olivia Wilde
stan. Pero for me, parang extra critical yung mga tao sa kanya. Like, if gender switch mo. Like, hello, lagay mo si Roman Polanski.
Well.
He wouldn't have much scandal and TikTok, alam mo yun, criticism.
I don't know if we should edit this out, pero feeling ko rin kasi, the reason why that's blowing up, kasi mapagpatol si Florence Pugh. Diba? Like, the reason why that's blown up the way it has is because mapatol si Florence Pugh in like the pettiest, most wonderful ways. Can you?
Petty eh. Yeah.
So anyway, guys, sige. Ito. Moving on. Question number 4. What are examples of movie scenes, ito, particular movie scenes, pre-2022 that did not age well at all for you? Give one each. Sige, I'll start. One thing that did not age well, ito, very, ano, very, very pop na talaga. Back to the Future, one of my favorite films. There was this scene in the prom na si Michael J. Fox played the song Johnny B. Good. And then, yung gitarista na rin replace niya dun sa prom, went to the phone booth. Tapos, tinawagan niya yung cousin niya, who's apparently Chuck Berry. Sinabi niya, Chuck, listen to this song because it's gonna blow your mind. So parang nakita ko yon, medyo nawa. Nung bata ako parang, ah, that's ang cool naman nun. Parang si Michael J. Fox ang nakaano, may Forrest Gump effect siya na siya yung nakadiscover ng rock and roll or siya nakaimbento ng rock and roll by accident, di ba? So, pero pagkatapos sa, yun na nga, nakapagbasa ako, nakarinig ako ng mga TED Talks, ano pala, medyo mali, no? Kasi it's a white guy co-opting a musical idiom na nanggaling talaga from black musicians, di ba? So, nanood kami ni CJ recently nung Back to the Future musical sa London, during our London trip. I was expecting that scene na, paano kaya nila babaguhin to? They deleted it, actually. Yun. Sige,
para CJ... The narrative naman works, kahit wala yun, eh, di ba?
Exactly, oh. So, yun, parang sabi ko, gagawin ba nila yun? Yung, hey, Chuck, listen to this. Wala, wala. Tinanggal nila. Tapos, yung Back to the Future musical na to na 2022, they focus more on the black characters sa Back to the Future. Like, yung Mayor Goldie Wilson is a main character na na. He's a, may sarili siyang song. Tapos, tumulong rin siya kay Doc Brown in installing the contraption sa clock tower. So, parang third member na siya of the cast. May kumbaga bida na siya. So, I like that. Yung black history, pinasok na sa Back to the Future. Whereas before, it was more like a side joke. Sige, CJ, ikaw naman. What movie scene from pre-2022 did not age well for you?
Ang dami. Super dami.
Isa lang.
Well, first, top of my mind, the whole premise ng Leon the Professional. Like, oh, it's heartbreaking okay. For me to admit because I love the movie.
I love that movie.
Like, too. I love that movie. But when you think about it, if you are an assassin and you find a survivor child, tuturuan mo ba siyang maging assassin? I mean, I get the tuturuan mo siya mag self-defense or something, but it went downhill. Yung parang yung whole premise ng Leon the Professional, parang, ah, mali ito ah. Yun. But I think bonus na lang, kasi ikaw kinumpare mo eh, parang you had the benefit of comparing like a 1985 version and a modern version. So I think if we go with that pattern, I think High Fidelity, sobrang, I also love High Fidelity, but in John Cusack was so unwatchable for me now. Especially when he was talking about one of his ex na brinigan niya kasi ayaw makipag-sex.
Oh.
Kasi parang, whoa! Nung pinanood ko ulit, parang, whoa, what a douchebag! So, parang, grabe. Tapos, ano, nung finally nag-sex sila, parang break, yung nakuha na niya. So, I would rather choose the Zoe Kravitz version over and over than nice, the John Cusack nice. One.
You know, that, parang, I was thinking about that in relation to Scream. Kasi yung gender politics ng original Scream film was like, actually pretty progressive. Kasi ganyan din yung Skeet Ulrich character sa Scream. Parang he's pressuring Naomi Campbell to have sex with him. Tapos she's in mourning. Tapos feeling niya dahil boyfriend siya, meron siyang right na mag-expect ng sex. Ganon. So sobrang, whoa, like, I didn't understand how horrible this was when I watched this originally. But rewatching it now, that I think that's the thing. It's like you inevitably, hopefully, see progress with society and with yourself when you see something from the past. Then you go, yeah. Oh,
parang means we're evolving. Yeah. We're getting sana. Better.
Sana. At saka, hindi mo na masasabi. I don't really enjoy saying, dati di nga ganyan eh. nung panahon ko nga, hindi naman ganyan. Like, I don't enjoy saying that. I would rather keep up with, like, I would rather understand why it's not allowed anymore. Or, hindi allowed eh, why it's not okay anymore. Diba?
Yeah.
Versus me fighting why it should be still okay. Yeah.
I guess to just add to that, yung reassessments of things. Actually, I don't think I could bear to watch How I Met Your Mother now, just because parang the politics around this has changed. But I must point out to Friends, because
yes.
Friends is horribly toxic and like misogynist and
fat-shaming,
homophobic, and like, yeah, all of these things. And honestly, they aren't that fun. They're like really broad comedy, diba? They're not sharp.
I don't know how to take though. Like,
sorry, I know.
Maraming malaki fan base ng Friends.
I know so many people who love Friends and who will rewatch Friends. And I only made these observations because my wife loves Friends and she was watching it. And ano, parang I'll laugh at some stuff. And then anytime na may toxicity si Ross and ano, like Ross is the worst.
I know.
The worst, and then he gets rewarded because he's like a white dude. I mean, it's I know that it's not written that way. Like no one sat down and said, "Sige, let's reward Ross because he's a white guy." But that's how it all feels.
Mm.
You know, I actually like the theories that Chandler is secretly gay. Yung mga ganon, parang there's so much evidence there that's more fun to play with and actually makes the series more fun if we introduce those other possible narratives as opposed to what it presents itself as. So that's my example would be, if you go back and look at Friends and you look at all of the toxic behavior that is celebrated and rewarded in that show and played for laughs. Medyo killjoy, sorry, ganun. Pero, di ba? Dapat, kung magka-remake, hindi na yan dapat yung jokes.
Yeah. Ako parang, sorry sa mga Friends fans. But I tried watching it before. Tapos hindi talaga eh. Like, wala. Mas New Girl talaga yung ano ko.
Oh, okay, New Girl. Although ako, matanda ako sa Seinfeld ako. And because in Seinfeld, they're all horrible and then they pay for being horrible.
Oh, may consequence, di ba? Hindi sila as likable. Yung kasi sa Friends, parang packaged pa as attractive silang lahat. Like, why? Anyway.
So ito guys, question ko. What's problematic about the term woke? Is there a better word? Tapos, as an exercise in empathy, why do you think some conservatives, some other older generations, why are they annoyed with social justice warriors or woke people?
So what's problematic about the term woke is that it is used as a label to invalidate or to discredit a certain line of thinking or, you know. So, kunwari, nagpapaka-woke lang yan. Di ba?
Oh, takaw pansin.
So it shuts down the conversation by labeling. So this is it's a really bad argumentation style and rhetoric style. Yung label it and then alisin mo na dyan. And if you think about it, it's the same as calling something dilawan. O, dilawan yan. Huwag na natin engage yan. It's the same way of dealing with, woke, ayoko ng ganyan. It puts a label and then allows it to be dismissed. So I guess the question isn't parang what's the problem with the term? What's the problem with people who don't want to engage with the challenging things that these quote-unquote woke literatures are trying to advance? Diba? Sa Pilipinas, red tag ang katapat niyan eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, ariyan, komunista yan. That's the same eh. It's on those same levels of trying to put a label and trying to dismiss and silence. And so you have to ask, why is the impulse of some people to silence an idea that makes them uncomfortable?
Rather than tanungin, bakit kaya sila humihingi ng equal rights, di ba? Or bakit kaya gusto nilang i-protect yung mga disabled people, di ba?
Diba, can you imagine going out of your way to say, ba't ako mag-build ng ramp dyan?
Diba? Woke naman. Ganun.
Woke naman, kailangan ng
instead
ramp.
Na, ano, no? But kailangan, anong kailangan ng PWD ngayon, di ba? Oo. Oh.
Architect, parang ang woke nung plano mo, ah. Ganon.
Di ba? It's too woke. Ganyan. It's too woke. Let's make this more difficult for people with disability than their lives already are. Ganon. Di ba? Parang napaka-woke naman ang HR nyo. Gusto nyo pareho yung sweldo ng lalaki at babae. Di ba?
True, true.
Ay, ang strange, di ba? Although, I'll connect this with my new, ano, my new rabbit hole. I think yung behavior ng stigmatizing wokeness or using it as a label to dismiss ay part ng obsessiveness ng mga tao sa identity politics, di ba? Na parang, alam mo yun, parang, porque may woke akong sinabi at sinabi, at nilabel na ako na, ah, woke yan. Parang it encapsulates everything that I am and everything that I can do. For example na lang, like, let's practice the other side. Like, kunwari, ah, DDS yan. Kunwari, may friend ka na DDS. He or she supports, let's say, Duterte or Sara Duterte. Pero if i-recall mo lahat ng interactions niyo personally or titignan mo how they participate in the community, parang helpful naman, charitable naman sila, professional naman sila, but then DDS sila. Parang i-dismiss ko ba yon? So, in a way, parang if papalitan ko lang yung DDS ng woke, then I would just apply the same compassion or like empathy to that person. Na parang, sige, woke yung sinabi niya. Kasi pwede ding on the other side, very woke yung mga sinasabi niyang bagay pero kupal siyang tao.
Exactly, kupal ka naman. Woke nga yung beliefs pero kupal ka naman.
Diba? Oo. Wait lang, ha?
De, pero yun nga, I think yung to address my second question nga na as an exercise in empathy, why do some people, especially the older generations, find woke people annoying? Ako feeling ko yon kasi may ibang mga people who are on this ano rin, with this persuasion na kupal actually. Woke sila pero kupal naman, di ba? Na,
well, ang bottom line, kupal sila, di ba?
Oo.
Regardless
naman sa pagiging yung the beliefs that. Pero that's the same dude as like mga Kristiyano na kupal, di ba? Regardless naman ang kiniwala ka kay Jesus or whatever, kupal ka pa rin, di ba? So parang why is the wokeness the defining factor when kupal should be the defining factor?
Kumbaga, wokeness is, diba? Not
the issue. Same thing sa mga Kristiyano na, bakit Kristiyano yung gusto mong identity? Kupal naman yung pinipresenta mo sa amin.
Oh!
Diba? So why is that the flaw? Where's the focus supposed to be? And where I think it is, I was watching Neil Brennan's latest special earlier. And syempre, yung context is American. But I think it sort of lines up. Sinasabi kasi niya na, the thing with the parang conservatives is, nakakasundo sila sa pagiging conservative nila. Na parang, I don't care about your pronouns or whatever. I don't care. Ganyan. They don't want to deal with any of it. But for people who are liberal, ang problema on the liberal side is, are you ever liberal enough? Yung parang laging may pagkukulang. So naki-question yung, oh, pero liberal ka ba? Oh, pero do you believe this? Oh, is it enough? Ganyan. So, it's a challenge. So if you guys remember naman, di ba, in the last elections, and parang yes, sa kakampings, di ba, parang, eh, pink ba talaga? Di ba, parang, eh guys, huwag tayong makapag-away kasi kakamping tayo. Oh, pero kasi, yung ganon, yung parang, there's always this questioning of who belongs in the ranks and what.
It's so exclusive.
What, yes. Kailangan
may moral
earn,
superiority,
diba?
Parang ganon.
Yeah, that's part of it, I think, because parang ano yan eh, parang mga atheist na feeling nila pag ano, pag yes, atheist sila, mas matalino sila sa ibang tao. Sorry,
parang,
guys, atheist din
ako sa'yo,
pero alam ko naman na. Di ba?
Even sa activism, di ba? You're not activist enough.
Yeah.
You're not going to the streets. Like, wait long.
Like, kahit sa environmentalism, ganyan, di ba?
Yeah, so there's a competition level of your, ano. So, obviously that can come off. So, I think, if we're to analyze all of these things that we're saying, the bottom line is that there's a performativity to some kinds of Totoo. Parang woke behavior na, guys, baka hindi niyo napapansin, woke ako. Okay. So, kung hindi niyo napapansin, tignan, pansinin niyo naman ito. Ito yung ina-IG ko yung woke activity ko. Ganyan. That's annoying eh. Diba? It's, that gets to your point na moral righteousness or para making people making sure that people know, diba? That you are of a certain like progressive or political mm-hmm. persuasion. And then inevitably, because there everyone will have a certain limit to how progressive they can be socially and politically, someone will always be more progressive than you. And then parang may branding of failure of your wokeness. And then parang everyone who wants to discredit quote-unquote wokeness, makikita nila yung tao na hindi niya natapatan yung sa, oh, kita mo, hindi naman talaga siya woke eh. Kulang talaga. This is all a scam. That person is not really whatever, di ba?
Yeah.
So, it's the problem of like, it's parang yung pagiging mulat, di ba? Opening your eyes to things. Again, it's a process na hindi naman lahat nakita mo agad, di ba? Your eyes are opening. Mm-hmm. You're surveying the thing. You're adding the information. You're working through it. Hindi siya on-off switch na woke unwoke, di ba?
Tapos so, ano na, mayroon ka na encyclopedia in your head of like things you are, ano, woke about. Di ba? Hindi naman eh.
Ah.
Yeah. And some people, I noticed, nagagalit sila or parang may disapproval sila when someone is not as woke as them. And useful sa akin, may sinabi yung friend ko, si Richard Bolisay, na parang, kasi minsan garanta ko, na tingnan mo to, parang tanga. So, ang kupal ko, di ba? Tapos sasabihin niya, hoy, paalala ko lang sa'yo, hindi naman parang lahat tayo pare-pareho ng level nga of wokeness. May, isipin mo na lang grade 1 pa lang siya, tapos ikaw grade 6 ka na. Huwag mo naman huwag mong i-judge by the level of, ano, social
yan,
diba?
Awareness. Uh-oh. So, to build on that, diba? If you're starting a journey, and then dalawa yung pwedeng tumira sa'yo. Yung tao na nauna sa'yo maging woke, so, ba't ngayon ka na nagiging woke, diba? Tapos on the other side of that, is the people who hate wokeness, and they're like, horrible naman yung mga woke na tao na yan. So, mangyari, imagine you're beginning your journey of becoming more progressive,
yes,
exploring better ideas, tapos yung woke na tao, sabihin, hindi ka naman woke enough. Tapos someone says, huwag kang magpaka-woke dyan. Dito ka na lang sa amin. Magpaka-kupal na lang tayo. Eh, guys, taminin natin, mas madali maging kupal. Di ba?
Yes.
Mas madali tumama din sa mga kupal. Huwag na nga tayo maging progressive. Let's just be dicks. Di ba? Because it's so much easier. It's so much easier to not care about what people, like, di ba yung, I don't care about your feelings. I don't want to know what your pronouns are. Parang, okay. Diba? Wala naman, I don't know. I mean, ako, hindi ko maintindihan. Parang napakahirap
ito, guys.
Intindihan ng pronoun.
Another question. Should we expect a 70-year-old person to be woke? What should we expect from the older generation na lumaking nga sa very traditional values?
Ako, hindi ko na siya ina-expect na. Actually, baka nga, I don't think expectation yung wokeness.
Yes.
I think expectation lang ay wag kang kupal.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, any age, wag ka lang kupa. Like,
well, I guess, but the question becomes, parang how do we treat each person with dignity and humanity?
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes, yes, these talking points kasi na, kunwari, I guess, let's, para hindi tayo masyadong, like, in experiences that we're not familiar with, but, like, with gender relations just between men and women, to make generalizations about women. Yung mga babae kasi, ganyan, di ba?
Mm.
Parang that's a thing that older people used to do.
Yes,
and,
yes, yes.
And maybe you don't need the 70-year-old lolo to have very progressive beliefs that women should be able to control their bodies or whatever. Pero maybe, expect lang natin na hindi kailangan sabihin ni lolo na parang women are lesser than men. Diba? It's simple things na hindi ko na, diba? It's not like I expect them to like enroll in some kind of cultural studies course tas bago na yung pag-isip nila.
Yeah.
Pero pag magkakasama kayo, baka pwedeng tone down lang yung negative like commentary about stuff that they don't understand.
Oh.
Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals.
I think rin, depende yun sa context, Wincy, and sa situation. Like, maybe if it's in the academe or if it's in a debate, then I would answer the 70-year-old person who says something misogynistic in an intellectual sense, diba? Na ganito, yeah. Discussion tayo. Pero let's say, family reunion. Like, papatulong ko pa ba?
Papatulong.
may study nga ako na binabasa ngayon. I'll share it with the two of you. May study na ngayon yung critical ignoring. Critical ignoring is the next skill of digital citizens daw.
Manamag ng patulan. Choose your battles.
Oo,
no?
Oh, i-curate mo kasi peace mo din yan. And I think, yun nga, in a way, level of wokeness din yung patulang ko ba?
Oo. Correct. Ako naman, to add, ako feeling ko, baka rin yung, nakuha mo Carl Joy with the word performative nga. Ako yung wokeness siguro, maganda for me na, well, sa akin lang naman na, okay naman na i-advocate siya, pero when you want to educate people, do it in a private space rather than a public space. Kasi medyo...
I agree, yung namamahiya sa Twitter, di ba?
Oh, exactly. Yun na nga.
Yung parang i-screenshot ka, sabihin natin kung karong kabobo tong tao na to, di ba?
Oo, yeah. Kasi kung friend mo yon, tapos let's say outdated nga yung thinking niya about, let's say, women or LGBTQ, di ba? Or mental health. Pwede mong gawin, pwede mo siyang pagsabihan in a private setting eh, di ba?
And in fact, that would help, di ba? Kasi I think what we can identify here is there are performative din kasi yung paninita na yun, public, di ba? Kasi parang naka-own ka ng tao na tanga, ganun.
Oo, exactly.
Di ba? Pero hindi mo nabago yung pag-iisip niya. And the question then becomes, are you trying to do this para makascore ka ng points online? Or are you actually trying to maybe broaden people's thinking? Kasi I guess we have to be careful for listeners to know na hindi naman tayong tatlo at least, diba? Hindi naman tayo crusader na kailangan lahat ng tao maging woke around us, ganyan. But like, we just like to expand people's thinking to introduce it. Pwede naman nila i-reject. Diba?
Tama. Oh, diba? Exactly.
Pwede naman i-reject, pero mahirap kasi, diba? Parang pag nagkaroon ka ng realizations about, say, the fact that, let's just say, right? When you come to a realization about your relative privilege, may choice ka naman na, basta, wala naman akong pakialam. Basta, binigyan ako ng magulang ko ng ganito. So, I don't care, diba? Punta akong F1. that's something that maybe you can do, but then maybe more people will benefit when they come to the idea na, well, we're a post-colonial society, na pa daming uneven na sa society natin, and maybe hindi mo kailangan mag-aktivista sa kalsada, but you can find your own ways to contribute and try to build a little more justice into the society in which you live, diba? And you hope na parang in 10 years siguro naman mas may justisya ng kaunti kaysa less.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
One so ito, hope, guys. Diba?
Wait. Hahabol ako.
Oh, go.
Diyan sa... Ako, I think it's... At the end of the day, na-touch on siya ni Carl Joe. It's embarrassment and shame.
Yes. True.
Kasi may culture of shame kapag you're not... Yun nga, yung you're not woke enough. Yung, ba't di mo to alam? Ba't di mo alam yung injustices na to? When it's just one approach, diba? Pwede mo namang ikwento na mas makakompel sila. Parang, same as religion, but some people are more compelled with certain stories and certain people are reject certain stories. So then know your audience, and if you really want to advocate on certain important things, edi sabihin mo siya na, ibig sabihin, hindi sila effective mag-communicate nung gusto nilang sabihin. Like, actually ako, shit, makukote ako, sana huwag ma-weaponize. Hate ko kasi you let me educate you na phrase.
Actually, ako rin.
Sabi siya naka-trigger kasi it already places you in such a, parang kang colonizer, di ba? Let me convert you. Alam mo yun?
Tsaka parang ano eh, may hierarchy ka agad, no? Mas informed ako na mas mataas na tao ako kaysa sa iyo. Let me educate you.
Instead of asking why, I guess mas naniniwala ako sa gentle communication, especially if things na fundamentally people believe in or i-change mo yung mindset nila. Hindi yan parang ano, sasampalin mo nilang ng information. And sabi nga ni Yuval Noah Harari, yung movements daw, politics isn't won by facts. It's won by like stories and beliefs, yes, and narratives.
Nice.
So kahit sampalin mo daw yung mga tao ng million-million na facts, if a certain story is already sold to them, that's what they will vote for. That's what they will believe in. That's what will they... yun yung...
Taliano Gold.
It's 20 peso rice. Ayan, diba? So, hindi talaga daw. So, kaya, i-retire na natin yung let me educate you.
Agree ako.
Yun lang.
So, ito,
but actually, so I don't know if like this is a pop culture contention, but like, I actually have never heard people say, let me educate. Actually came from the other side.
Yes.
Talking, parang ganon. So it's not that it was a way in of speaking, but if you kind of take it, you realize that that's what people don't like, is someone telling them that they know more. But also, I would challenge yung sinasabi mo, CJ, na one of the problems is that we don't practice intellectual humility. Yung parang meron na tayong beliefs. Tapos yun yung belief natin eh. Ayoko magbago yung belief ko. Parang, but what's so wrong about just the mere challenging of your frameworks? Kasi, di ba, parang better to have a framework challenged and replaced with a better one, or have it challenged and then your framework survives, di malakas yung framework mo. Di ba? Rather than, so it's, people just don't feel comfortable if someone has the capacity to change their mind, because changing your pride. Mind is a weakness. Pride, right? And all of this other stuff. But imagine, like ito, like our conversation here, I'm sure that we have been quote unquote educating each other and hopefully educating the listeners. Let me educate you guys, medyo hindi masyadong panalo yung friends. Ganun.
Feeling ko so nakikita guys, nila as soundbites yun eh, sorry, sa comments. Yung parang i-educate na lang natin sila. Yung mga ganyan, nakikita ko naman siya though, Carl Joe. Sa little bit. Pero binu-blow up siya. Hindi siya parang spill na, hi, let me educate you. Hindi. Mas parang it's in the embedded yung word. Tapos, i-weaponize nila. So, parang, shit. Yun lang. Sorry, Wincy. Go on.
Because you know, it inevitably part of, diba, like voter education is definitely a thing.
Yes.
Tapos ganon. So, yeah, I understand. Sorry, Wincy.
So, ito guys, medyo malapit na tayo matapos. Should pop culture be quote-unquote woke?
I don't know. I'm not the authority. I cannot say should, diba? But,
Do you think it would,
ito na lang,
the world would be a better place?
Thought experiment, what does unwoke pop culture look like?
Purposely unwoke.
Diba? What does purposely unwoke pop culture look like?
Well, ako, siguro for me, yun, puro ano, white, male, white, yun. Kung ano, yung lahat ng artista.
Bro, alam mo what it would look like?
Oh.
It's like, parang take Wes Anderson's first three movies. That's all the movies ever made for 1 year. Yun lang ang gagawin.
Yes, exactly.
At least I love Wes Anderson, ah, pero di ba? Yung parang, ah, tapos tungkol lang siya lagi sa mga white people na may divorce in their family. Ganun.
Pero at least nga si Wes Anderson, di ba, nagkakaroon na ng may diversity art rin. May Japanese na, may Indian, di ba?
Sort of.
I mean,
oh, yun yung
stylistically loved naman siya.
Oo. Ano naman siya, hindi naman ano. Parang
hindi, pero oo.
Anyway, sorry.
Pero yan, so yes. Sige, ako na muna sasagot. I think yes. Maganda na pop culture is woke. Especially now na the fact na all kinds of races are represented, 'di ba? All sexual expressions in the spectrum are on the screen, on the page. Tapos, ngayon, actually sa first world pala, sa first world nations na talagang woke na, normalize na pala yung LGBTQ and ano eh, and LGBTQ and race representations eh. Ang bagong mga triggers sa nila ngayon na gustong i-address yung ano eh, mental ano, neurodiversity ang tawag, neurodiversity, meaning mga those on the autism spectrum, yun ang re-represent na mga pop culture nila eh. Tapos body positivity, whereas yung like ano, actually hindi natin na touch on nga yung Filipino pop culture, which I think nga needs a shot of wokeness eh. Diba? I mean, uso ngayon yung colonial discourse eh, diba? Or decolonization eh. Parang kulang nga yung narratives natin eh. Feeling ko yung mga Filipino films, wala pa ako masyadong napapanood halos na about decolonization eh.
Okay.
So yes, I think pop culture normalizes things eh. Like, before talaga, I really wanted to be American or British. Pero because of the changing pop culture nga ngayon, hindi na ako ganun kabilib sa mga ano, Amerikano. And it's a good thing na parang nagising ako sa, yun na nga, the horrors of colonization, tapos mas kumbaga, hindi na yung the movies from 20 years ago, kung ganun pa rin tayo, baka wala tayong progress na achieve. The fact that pop culture is becoming woker and woker means there's progress in humanity. Yun lang. Kayo.
Na-form ko na yung thought ko. I think kasi it's pop culture and wokeness. Titry ko siyang i-dimensionalize yung question. Kasi compounded siya. I think nga, pop culture yung huling frontier ng mag-wok or ano yung Tagalog ng wokeness? Mamulat.
Mapagmumulat.
Oo. I think,
or kamulatan.
The moment makarating yung pagmulat sa pop culture, ibig sabihin, sobrang mainstream na niya, di ba?
Yun. Thank you.
May relationship, which also makes me a little sad because pop culture, aminin na natin, medyo ano siya, fueled siya by capitalism. It's funny for me that wokeness is on pop culture because it means profitable yung woke culture. Gets ba?
I love that. Yeah. People will spend money on quote-unquote woke pop culture. Yeah.
Actually, nung LGBTQ ano month, maraming sumakay nga dun sa
iba, rainbow
merchandising. Rainbow washing. Maski yung mga ano, diba? Target.
Yeah, but if you think Starbucks of like all the nerds, all of the comic nerds that are angry to see representation in comic books, but the simple fact of the matter is more women and young girls now find comics more accessible, which increases the overall market.
Mm-hmm.
It's, agree.
Parang it's good. It's good business.
And I don't know if tama ba yun eh, di ba?
Yeah, I mean, it's diversity and inclusion is good business.
Carl Joe, I'm waiting for a Batman nga na ano eh. I'm waiting for a gay Batman.
I mean, So, ako, I don't even want to touch those legacy characters because I feel like that would be stale. Like, ooh, eh, alam mo yun, parang magiging stunt thing na lang na let's have a, you know, I mean, sure, I'm sure that if a writer did that well, it could work. But I really want new character. Parang wag na tayo mag, ano, mag, tas, yun nga, parang ba't tayo naghihintay ng Batman? Eh, gumawa tayo ng Pilipino na character. That's I think that's the thing about pop culture is we wind up waiting and I don't know if this is probably a little off topic, but I'm so annoyed by people making commentary on just based on casting decisions and on trailers. This is gonna be horrible kasi hindi ganito, that's not who I imagined, bro. There's no way, like, freaking death is a, diba? Parang there's no way that it will ever be what it is in that medium because it is an adaptation. So it's so when you think about the resistance to quote unquote woke casting, sorry, ako mahaba na naman, pero
no, it's fun.
The resistance to woke casting is rooted in a sense of entitlement and ownership. And yes. Wincy, parang we've talked about this, yung parang nerd culture na I used to be bullied, so I earned the right to like this thing. Kasi nung grade school ako binubully ako. So this is mine. And if you're a new fan, your opinions about this thing are not as valid as mine because I suffered for my fandom. May ganyan talagang levels ang nerd culture. And that's why that's not my Batman. This is my Batman. And you're a fake geek girl kasi ngayon mo lang na-discover si blah, blah, blah.
Pero eto guys, hindi ba refreshing na, no? We live in a world now where Aquaman is being played by Samoan, di ba?
Wait. So, ang bato ko sa'yo, Wincy, again, with the first time that you mentioned something like this is, instead of, isn't it refreshing? Why was a white blonde dude Aquaman in the first place? Diba? Parang dun na naman babagsak sa. It was those original impositions of culture that built out na ganun yung itsura because it was the standards of what was expected within that culture by that audience. That's why Superman looks the way that he is, even though really Superman is Jewish, right? Like yun naman ang bottom line dyan, Superman is a Jewish immigrant. But he is made to look like an American farm boy because it's the story of assimilation. So dun ako babalik sa, sure, it's cool that Jason Momoa is Aquaman. But why did it take so long for us to realize na, alam mo dude, siguro dahil medyo maitim si Aquaman, no? Kasi sa tubig siya all the time.
Tama.
Or I think lack of imagination then from the creators. Siyempre, mapakasaksakin ako ng mga nerds. But, di ba, parang yung nag-create kay Aquaman, really, hindi ba tayo mag-re-research ng konti? Na, ano kayang cultures yung pwede mag-occur si Aquaman?
Baka kasi rin dati, nung ginawa pa yung si Aquaman, hindi pa ganun ka-globalized yung mundo eh, di ba?
Yeah, ano definitely. Ba? That's why it's important na parang na-revisit natin ngayon. Oh, tapos kumbaga, either we're building new characters or whatnot, di ba?
Diba? Yeah. These were ideas by white people, for white people, diba?
Well, again, like, if we're pointing at, ano, like, Superman's Jewish, diba?
Mm-mm.
Or, for example, all the Marvel Kirby characters, like si Ben Grimm is very obviously Jewish, diba?
Mm-mm.
But those original versions of the characters had to be filtered through something.
Mm-hmm.
So that it could be acceptable to that current audience.
Like, pero like, for example, publishers, diba?
Yes, publishers and audience.
Yeah.
But now, Moon Knight, diba? Parang si Oscar Isaac plays a Jewish Moon Knight, if I'm not mistaken. Tapos, you get yung si Scarab na Egyptian, diba? So, and then you get that kind of representation. You get something like Miss Marvel that tells you the story of the separation of Indian Pakistan, di ba parang my goodness, what a wealth of
exactly
of story. Or so I find it so illuminating na you get the first parang film that I got to see that portrayed that was a Marvel YA series. Isn't that like amazing? Mm. Tapos at the same time, yung Watchmen ni Damon Lindelof that shows the Tulsa Massacre, na yung Tulsa Massacre na yon by Lindelof portraying that in Watchmen, that's the first time that that's been portrayed in popular culture. That ako, makes so many people aware.
I had no idea of that.
Diba?
Piece of history.
Same.
Until napanood ko yun. Hindi tinuro sa history books yan eh.
Yes, exactly. So isipin mo dito sa Pilipinas, all the things na hindi tinuturo sa atin na
baka pwedeng ilagay sa pop culture tapos mas matandaan pa, di ba?
Yes.
I think, honestly, like, babalik ko sa Wakanda Forever. Like, when I saw the, yung sequence na umakyat ng ano ba tawag dito, above sea world si Namor, nung bata siya, tapos nakita niya yung mga pride.
Grabe.
Tainago world, makita niyo yung nangyari sa akin.
Exactly.
In a way.
Actually, yung sinamor, pwedeng Pilipino yun eh.
Iisa lang naman experience ng Latino tsaka ng Pilipino.
So,
in
sobrang,
terms of colonization eh. Yes.
Uh-oh. Naka-identify ako doon. Like, I know, I mean, cluster siya of Catholic colonization. Pero for the world to see na hey, ito yung nangyari sa ibang places, ha.
This is not an indie film na pinalabas sa Cinemalaya, di ba?
Exactly.
Linalabas to sa mall, napapanood to ng bata, di ba? A person as young as 5 years old was in the theater, di ba? Seeing
bro,
that.
Pero nga dyan babagsak yung kaya ayaw ng mga tao na pinaportray yung quote-unquote wokeness. Because they're going to be forced to explain to little children.
Yes.
The ugly.
Pero Carl
ugly
Joe,
past.
shouldn't kids know this? Diba? It's high
alam
time they know.
Alam naman natin yung sagot dyan, diba? So ang tanong na lang, hindi sa atin, ang tanong dun sa mga tao na ayaw nito. Bakit ayaw niyo? Bakit? Why are you so afraid for people to become more woke? Why is it so scary?
For example, Carjo, another movie that came out this year na has been accused then of being too woke was the Predator movie Prey.
Yeah.
As in Comanche.
Pero why is that? So I know that fanboys were angry. Mm-mm. Parang, hindi naman kaya pumatay. Okay, whatever. Diba?
Hindi kaya pumatay ng babae ng Predator.
Basically. Alam mo, sorry. Side quest to. It's just so funny how nerds and, sorry, generalization. Huwag na kayo ma-offend. Like, men criticize something by measuring their strength and agility.
So,
parang, doktor ka ba?
Totoo.
So, ganito, CJ. I work with women journalists. Sports journalists, and we were having a conversation, the insane belief of men that they can defeat Serena Williams. There was a study.
Nakakabali.
What the hell?
They did this like survey. 80% of the respondents in the survey, 80% of men believed that they could defeat Serena Williams.
Just because they're
at
men.
At tennis. Just because, I could take her. Dude,
oh my God.
Seriously? That's like 80% of men saying, you know, pag nag one-on-one kami ni LeBron or whoever, kaya ko yun. Diba? And it's by virtue of like the male belief. So I hear you, man. Like, hindi ako galit. Talagang ganyan ang dudes for some reason.
Tsaka nakakatawa yung criticism sa Prey na she cannot do that physically. She's so, yung parang wow, expert tayo sa ano, sa defense tactics. Okay.
Lahat na lang expert, diba? Lahat magaling eh.
Ang weird talaga.
But you know that study about the people who are made to watch, alam mo yung magic trick of like pulling the cloth out from under a table?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then may iwan yung silverware and yung cups and stuff.
Yeah.
So they did this study, and yung one group was allowed to practice. Tinuruan sila ng trick and then pinapractice sila. And then another group was just shown videos of how to do the trick. Tapos yung group of videos, of people who were just shown the video, mas mataas yung confidence level na kaya nila gawin. kesa yung mga nag-practice.
Nakakatawa.
So it's human nature to believe that if you're not doing it, diba, you could have done it better. Diba, anytime people watch a fight, hina nun, kaya ko naman yun.
Grabe.
Diba, so it's human nature, but it's also sexism, but it's also all of this other stuff.
Yun.
I think I want to change your terminologies lang.
Okay, go.
Which is just to say, should we have more diverse stories? Yes. Because why shouldn't, diba? Why should we bring back like the limitations of the kind of stories that can be told? So we should have more diverse stories. We should have more inclusive stories. But that also means we have more storytellers. We have more diverse storytellers. We have systems through which stories can be told that are much more inclusive. Alam natin to, whether it's just discouraging certain kinds of creators or sometimes even being negative or predatory towards young creators. Unfortunately, nangyari yan eh. Alam natin, I just watched yung She Said, the movie about Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, and sort of the horrible things that he's done. And the wonderful thing about that film is it centers things on the women. And it celebrates their what they could have been had their lives not been interrupted by the terrible events and the way that he would, you know, tank their careers. So, parang kailangan natin ng systemic changes to actually expand. And so, the woke, quote-unquote wokeness, shouldn't be in the works. The wokeness in my ideal world, and unfortunately, it feels like a let me educate you moment. Pero yung to have audiences that are more prepared to take in more diverse and inclusive work. Kasi kung yung audiences mo ay handa sa ganun, imagine a world where kung sanay tayo sa portrayals of these things, then mas masasanay din tayo sa idea of dapat talaga we're all equal. Nice. Dapat talaga we all have the same opportunity. Dapat talaga walang napag-iwanan. Dapat talaga may opportunity lahat. Then you know, then the world becomes actually better through culture. Because if you think about it, popular legislation can only be advanced if people support it. And the only way that people support it is if they see like, oh nga no, bakit nga ba ako masyadong against these kinds of people? Eh, tama lang naman na, di ba? Parang when you see like a romance, di ba? Na parang, di ba? Like,
kumbaga pop culture normalizes it eh.
Yes.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. That's thank you. That's what I wanted to say na. Pag nasanay kang nakikita mo ang isang gay couple, parang, di ba yung dati, oh, yuck. Di ba parang,
really?
Yun yung dating impulse, yuck. Tapos ngayon, makita mo yung gay couple, oh yeah, you know, they're sweet. That's nice. Di ba? Imagine if if you could bring someone from being like, yuck, kadiri naman yun to, oh, that's such a sweet story that they have. Then they're ready to support na, di ba?
Yeah, oh, go ahead.
Totoo yan.
And just to connect to what you're saying, Carl Joe, parang nandito ako ngayon sa ano na to mindset na to. I'm exploring the words na parang integrative identity. Na parang i-accept na natin na hindi na tayo monoculture, di ba? Na wala nang iisa, wala nang mag-unite unity sa atin na iisang same thing. So, parang, bakit walang acceptance na madaming beliefs, madaming personalities, maraming priorities. Alam mo yan, yung pluralistic sense of the culture. Madaming ibang indigenous cultures. Like, hindi dapat but may desire for uniformity or yun nga. I mean, or can't we be united by differences? I don't know. Platitudes siya. But to...
No, maganda, maganda.
To connect to what you're saying then, parang I think in relation to pop culture, I think napakagandang experience and I wish everyone can experience this. Yung stepping away from the point of view na, oh, I like this because I can relate. Because I see myself. Kasi, kunwari, when I watched, let's say, Call Me By Your Name or when I watched Heartstopper, those are two guys. There is no way in the world na pareho kami. Pero naiyak ako, kinilig ako, I felt their pain. So for me to actually feel their pain, even though we're different, it feels so good for me. Na parang, shit, naiintindihan kita kahit magkaiba tayo. So for me, I like that, gusto ko yung experience of pop culture that way. Or let's say when I see two lesbians na love story, tapos kinilig ako, ang sarap nung pakiramdam na yun to be certain na, alam ko straight ako, pero kinikilig ako for them. And valid yung story nila. So, sana ma-experience yun ng ibang tao to be happy for other people or people different than them.
That's the shared humanity. Eh. Diba? That's yung shared humanity that we can portray through work. Through art.
Through art. Na, you don't have to look like the person here. Na, sorry, last na. Like, nagtataka ako yung mga whites na nagre-react. Kunwari, yung mga miscast, yung mga pinoprotesta nilang casting na parang, oh, bakit black siya? Tapos ako parang as an Asian, as a Filipino, parang wait lang, I have to sit through Emma Stone playing a Chinese character.
Yeah.
I didn't say na parang, but siya? Alam mo yung ang daming other people in the world na ina-appropriate nyo nga yung, ano, eh, yung race namin or yung ethnicity namin. We did cry.
Mm.
Yun lang. Marang, mahirap ba mag-relate pag di mukha-mukha? Kasi kami, normal sa amin yun eh.
Weird, no? Because of like the hegemony of like American culture, ang dali sa atin makarelate sa white characters.
Yes.
Totoo. Weird yan.
Parang okay, super weird. Okay, yan. Yung white character niya, relate ako dyan. Pero,
tapos.
Parang, kaya ang sarap guys, minsan manood ng Asian, di ba?
Yes.
Parang manood, kahit hindi naman, di ba, parang Japanese film, parang yung hindi necessarily white people in like middle America having an experience na ganito. Parang hindi, iba ba? Malawak ang mundo eh. Sana marami tayong portrayals na handa tayong, you know, yakapin.
Ang gusto ko dun sa diverse storytelling na na-mention mo, Carl Joe, yung may avatar mentality kasi ako na parang, sino ako dito? Which Star Wars character are you, di ba?
Mm.
Who are you in the MCU, di ba? Parang ganun. Kadalasan yung pinipili ko, yung ano, white, yung American. Pero ngayon, parang, kahit I can, ano na, I can identify with a black character, with a Pakistani character.
Well, at this point, we all want to be Lando na after yung ano, diba? Donald Glover Lando.
Ako, T'Challa pa rin eh. Or Namor na nga ako. Namor.
Namor, no?
And yun, ano yun? Meso-American, diba?
It's nice to see characters that are not white.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And not, ano, cis. Gendered, di ba?
Oh, I mean, yun nga, parang it's but nice so, to have a lot of choices and images and like, anyway, sorry, go ahead, Carl.
I was just gonna say, yung nga, that's why when you flip it and you start thinking, yeah, it's so nice to see these other portrayals and representations. So then, mapapaisip pa, so why are people not okay with it? Di ba? Bakit? Ano problema? And for me, the very basic thing of like, guys, so like, ang daming nagre-reklamo dati. I remember kasi Wincy and I were like super wild about She-Hulk and my wife, she really loves it. And
I love it so much.
I really love it. And then ang daming galit. Tapos ang inisip ko lang, okay guys, pwede na bang hindi kayo manood?
Bakit sila galit? Bakit sila galit?
Diba? So, galit na galit sila, pero pinapanood nila. Tapos sinaaway nila parang, oh, hindi naman ganyan. Parang masyado naman. Diba? And then the thing pa with She-Hulk is it's poking the bear because, diba, the kalaban in She-Hulk is like,
sila
mga internet troll, di ba? So it's poking the bear at the same time, but like that's the thing with any moment when someone says, why is this thing too woke, it's too woke for me, I don't like blah blah blah, it's like on one level, and we have to understand also why culture is the way it is at present, right? Because for the last, you know, few decades, most culture has been cultivated to target 18 to 45 year old straight men.
Yes.
That's the target audience of the global, parang that's the global consumer audience. So for the last few decades, you know, people that are the age of Quincy and me, all culture has been designed for us.
True.
And so suddenly, nararamdaman ng mga tao tulad natin na, ay, wait, this is not for me. Tapos meron silang resistance to it not being for them.
Pero right?
Why isn't this for me? Why did you take it for me? Imagine the privilege, di ba?
Yeah. Yun.
Yan ang gagaling.
Hindi nila na-realize na, eh, nag-expand yung market, nag-expand mm-hmm. yung consumers. Of course, the capitalists would want more money and more profit, yeah. Diba? Like, same problem.
That's a fair point. But also on the, you know, to just the level of, isn't it nice that someone you know who they've never seen themselves in a film,
yeah.
Parang they see someone who looks like them in a film or a TV
yes.
show,
mm.
Diba?
Yes.
Ang ganda din no, na parang kahit hindi ako yon, ma-celebrate ko yung feeling ng tao na naranasan yon. Parang nung lumabas yung yes. Black Panther, parang sobrang lang ako nakarelate sa parang sa black culture na, shit, we're seen. Diba? Tapos nangangarap mm-hmm. ako na meron din tayong ganong moment. Tapos sumasabit-sabit na lang tayo sa Shang-Chi kasi wala pang Pilipino, diba? Pero sige po, di na Asian, diba? Asian na, okay na yan.
Pero as in, ay last na, I'll just point this out. Natatawa ako talaga sa male nerd. Ano, do you remember when the teaser of Little Mermaid came out?
Mm.
The new one.
The new one. And then, may mga TikToks ng mga black little girl na parang na-amaze sila na, whoa, she looks like me. I mean, di ba, heartwarming na eh. Okay na eh. Ang ganda na. Tapos, tayo na itong mga nerds na to. Kine-question nila yon na bakit daw kailangan maka-identify yung mga black little girl kay Ariel when they were able to identify with Goku na blonde.
What?
Parang ako, oh my God, internalized na, wala na to, hindi ko na to papatulan. Pero
wala
parang
na
nakakatawa na lang na parang, okay, they are part of the problem.
Ang frail, no? Ang frail talaga.
So parang, didn't you wish Goku was, you know, Asian? Ang weird talaga. Yun lang. Just a short anecdote.
So, dear listeners, that wraps up our episode. Tell us your thoughts. Do you think pop culture should be diverse? Should stories be more diverse? Or komportable na ba kayo dun sa dating status quo?
Or nasabihan na ba kayong too woke or woke yan, gano'n na.
Ano pang changes ang or representations ang gusto nyong makita sa mga movies natin, sa pop culture natin? Do you think we need more Filipino representation? So share us your thoughts. Carl Joe, salamat for guesting in this episode.
Salamat guys, para yes. nag-take over ako ang daldal ko.
Hindi naman.
No.
Okay yan.
And is there anything you want to plug or like invite the pod pals to listen to or
I have a running show about the workplace and how to make work better for people. It's called The Imaginable Workplace. So ayon, we talk about mental health. We have episodes on diversity and inclusion and things like that. So medyo parallel, hindi naman ganito, but if you care about work, if you care about jobs and the future of work, then it might be a show that you could appreciate. Pero hindi ko kayo kailangan i-educate.
Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, it's on all the podcasting platforms. So just search The Imaginable Workplace.
Yun. Sige, thanks everyone for listening. See you next episode.
Thank you. Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, Use our code TELEBABAL.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.